Wake Up Call continues now on the SportsMap Radio Network.
Time for the good.
That's really nice.
The bad.
That's the bad guy.
And the dumb.
What an idiot. Oh, what a loser.
All right, good, the bad, and the dumb on a throwback Thursday. Let's get right to it with the good of the day.
Well, you know, the good of the day, we got two.
Two?
So, but yeah, but you know, one, well, let's do a throwback Thursday, all right?
All right, yeah.
All right, if you are, you're going to be visiting Chicago anytime soon?
No, I am not.
I might have changed your mind just now.
Okay.
Because if you're needing a place to stay for one night only and at the low, low price of $25 for the night.
$25? Okay.
You could stay at the Home Alone house.
Really?
Yes.
Does it come with all the cool little gadgets?
No, but they do promise many amenities, and I don't know, if you're to do it, wouldn't you try to stage your own?
Of course.
Little break-in.
Get some paint cans, all that good stuff.
Yes.
Yeah, why not?
Put some micro machines
down
at the bottom of the stairs.
Why does that movie still hold up to this day?
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, literally, we've talked about this before where there's a lot of movies that you can't make today. This would, I would think, would be one of them because that's child endangerment.
They did on Disney Plus. There's a remake on Disney Plus.
Yeah.
That's not, that didn't go over well.
I'm not watching it.
Yeah, don't watch it. It didn't get good reviews. But you're right. I mean, it's like, ha ha, I left my kid at. No, that's actually horrific. Left your kid?
I mean, you got on a plane to France. I think about this all the time. But you know, if my 14-year-old was left home alone, he'd be fine.
Right.
If my 11-year-old was home alone, there would be some concern.
Like she's on the plane and she remembers she has another kid.
Yeah.
And he wasn't with them.
Well, it's because they were late for the plane. They just had to run through the airport.
How do you pitch that?
And then when she was ready to count all the kids, it was the flight attendants' fault who were going, no, just get on the plane. We'll make sure everyone gets on board.
Yeah, but she didn't notice one of her kids on the way to the airport.
Not once.
And let me just make this clear. Every single person that has ever had a child has been massively late for something.
I love
the fact. This is not a common occurrence.
I think my favorite part in that whole entire movie was the dad was clueless.
Right, I know.
She's like, I forgot something. He's like, did you close the garage? That's it. I didn't close the garage door.
And yet whatever he did for a living allowed him to fly the entire large family to Paris for the holidays and live in that big, gigantic house.
Yeah.
But he was stupid enough not to even notice that one of his kids wasn't there.
Well, you know, he's a busy man.
That's very true.
Come on, he's on vacation.
Right. Well, that's $25. You said $25 a room?
$25 for the night.
That's a bucket list thing for people. Go do that.
Yeah, it's on Airbnb. I think it might be just one night only, but still.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know.
Right. So you can't go there in the summer?
Would you want to?
No, you want to go in the Christmas holiday.
You want to go in the wintertime, and I'm hoping the treehouse is there.
I do, too. All right, what's the second good?
The second good of the day is that a Michigan high school basketball team added a wrong number to their group chat. So picture this, if you will, you know, basketball team. They're going to put together a group chat because kids do that nowadays. So they can all just kind of talk to each other, have fun off the court. Well, they added when the guy who set it up was typing in all the numbers, he added a wrong number to the group chat. And that number actually belonged to Buccaneers cornerback Sean Murphy Bunting.
How in the world does that happen?
It was just a number off.
What in the world?
So, at first, when Sean Murphy Bunting had let them know, hey, who dis wrong number, they didn't believe who they had gotten. So, Sean Murphy Bunting could do only what Sean Murphy Bunting could do, which was FaceTime the group.
That's got to be pretty wild. And was he angry?
No, he was not angry at all. He had a great conversation with them, convincing them that he was a Buccaneers cornerback. He happened to be at the locker room at the time, took him on the tour of the locker room. And then there were a few guest appearances on this group chat. Maybe a little Mike Evans, Rob Gronkowski stopped by, and other fellow Michigan, I guess not native, but Michigan player at one point.
Yeah, sure.
Tom Brady.
Oh, my God. They got Tom Brady on that group chat?
Just the FaceTime video. Yeah.
That's great. Good for them.
So I think this high school team realized that they actually have Sean Murphy Bunting's phone number.
This is turning good. That's great.
Can you imagine just dialing a wrong number? But I mean, you know, why would you believe that You know, if the guy just goes back in the group chat, he's like, yeah, wrong number. This is Sean. You've reached Sean Murphy Bunting.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Not going to believe that. Like, yeah, no, right.
Whatever, right.
Then he FaceTimes you and goes, oh, look, I'm standing next to Tom Brady.
That's awesome. That's great. What a cool thing. All right, then what's the bad of the day?
Oh, you ready for this?
Yes.
Stop me if you've heard this one before, Tony.
Mm-hmm.
A professional team from Oakland is closing in on a site to develop into a ballpark on the Las Vegas Strip.
Yeah, I've heard this before.
Yeah, there might be a work stoppage where players can't play, but that doesn't mean owners can't shop.
That sure can.
So if you can't figure it out, we'll spell it out for you. The Oakland A's are looking at some territory to join their former Oakland roommates, right?
Yeah. Yeah, and why not? Right? Yep. Why not? The problems in Oakland have been well documented.
Yeah,
on that arena and the inability of I hate it. You hate it. Everybody hates it. But owners want public help.
Yeah,
right. And when they can't get it, they just go. You can yell and scream at them and call them immoral and all of those things. But in the end, they go, yeah, blah 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 blah. We'll just go to where we get it. So leave us alone.
And listen, they already know Vegas. Vegas is buyers.
The
public in Vegas has gone, yeah, come on down. Major League Baseball will not stop this because you know they want a piece of the Vegas action.
I lived in Vegas for 3 years. I really enjoyed my time there. The only major reason I left was it didn't have professional teams to cover for my young career. And now it could get a baseball team on top of the NHL team and, of course, on top of the Raiders. It's like as soon as gambling became accepted, the ocean of teams started wanting to pour in there.
It's the logical choice, right? I mean, Nashville may never get a baseball team, even though it's a rich baseball town. I mean, you have the number one college, baseball college in America there. I mean, and it's not even a contest. It's been that way for years. Cannot get a professional baseball team there. Vegas is like, can we have one? Sure. Here you go.
Exactly.
You want two? You want three? We'll give you all of them.
So
the Oakland A's could become the Las Vegas A's, just like their former roommates. Yep. Now they'll become neighbors.
Why wouldn't they? All right, what's the dumb of the day?
I'm a little worried about this one.
Uh-huh.
World's first living robots figured out a way to reproduce, according to scientists.
No, they didn't.
Yes.
How did they do that?
It is a xenobot.
Teach me the robot birds and the bees, Ron Culver.
It's a Xeno. I'm still not sure what exactly it is, but it's called
the robot stork land in their town.
It's called a Xenobot, or that's what they're calling it, Xenobot. And it's like a hybrid robot with mixed with a frog DNA. And they're only about a millimeter big, so at least we have that going for us. But some scientists have just been fooling around. The director of he was astounded by what the results were, that they found a way to reproduce.
Ugh, this is scary. I don't even know what to make of that.
I don't even know what to think of it. Because, see, the robots were formed from the stem cells of the African clawed frog.
Ugh. Why are we doing this? Stop! Yeah. Why? Who's paying for this kind of research?
Well, this is from...
Cut it out!
This is coming from scientists from the University of Vermont, Tufts University, and Harvard University's Weiss Institute for Biological-Inspired Engineering. Now, they do, I guess, have an ethics committee or an ethics person that, you know, they can easily squash this. But we all know how scientists' brains work.
Of course, they don't care.
Yeah. It's like, we'll destroy this batch, but that other batch that we have in the back room, let's see how far we can take it.
All right, let's say you were a kid, and every opportunity your mother had to show you a TV show or a movie or a commercial of a little boy putting his hand on a hot stove and just burning his hand to a crisp, would you say to yourself, well, that's not going to happen to me. That's just a TV show. I'm going to go do it anyway. How many movies have the robots killed humanity do we have to watch before we stop going, you know, it'd be really cool if we could figure out if these robots could reproduce. Wouldn't that be excellent, everybody? Is everybody on the same page?
Has there been a safe TV show or movie that shows robots in a safe light?
No. I mean, outside of Rosie lifting up a couch?
Yeah.
No. out.
I was thinking, you know, maybe small wonder.
Maybe
even
small
then,
wonder.
Even then, she had her issues.
Even then, that was still creepy.
Yeah.
Right? No. Guys, watch Hollywood. Every time Hollywood presents robots in the future, it's always a dystopia, right? It's always like skulls on the ground and laser beams and dead humans and cities in rubble. Do not put yourself in a position to see if robots can make themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You see, I will fix this sentence because the sentence here says they have discovered an entirely new form of biological reproduction different from any animal or plant known to science. I'm going to change to they were happily surprised to discover because that's how scientists work. I mean, they're just,
yeah.
Like I said, I mean, yeah, sure, they may destroy that batch that they're showing on the news. But then, you know, there's a whole nother batch and that maybe that one's not a millimeter big. Maybe that one's, you know, 5 inches big. Where does it stop?
That reminds me. Do you know who played a scientist in the most perfect way possible in a movie? Was what the actor's name? Brent Spiner, the guy who played Data.
Yeah.
When he was the scientist in Independence Day. Remember when the president and his team like were starting to hide in Area 51?
Yep.
And he was like, he was so excited about some discovery. They were like the aliens were coming to life, and he was just so thrilled. And the president's like, "Their people are dying out there." Like, but he played that role of that's exactly what scientists do. They don't care. They're just like, "This is new and exciting to me."
Yep.
Right? That's what they're doing. They're like, "This is going to kill humanity." He's like, "But yeah, but look what they're doing."
Well, it was the whole thing, like, you know. You've had this thing for 50 years.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah, but the last several days have been really exciting.
Really exciting. It's exciting. People are dying out there. And he's like, yeah, I don't care. Yep. I'm a scientist.
Oh, remember we wanted to show it off? Hey, yeah, we call it the freak show. You want to see him?
Yeah, you want to see? Yeah, exactly. That's the perfect example of what we're doing.
That's who these guys are.
That's exactly who they are.
Keep pushing the boundaries. And that's, you know, and their mindset, it's like, hey, one day, you know, I'll be revered for this discovery.
Absolutely.
I might be the only person left, but I'll be revered.
That's it. All right. That's a good, the bad, and the dumb. Hey, Jerry Palm's going to join us 15 minutes. We'll talk college football with him, including the coaching carousel and the report. Marcus Freeman is going to be the head coach at Notre Dame. We'll talk more about that coming up next as we continue with Wake Up Call.